So what do you do instead? What is a really healthy and fruitful way of connecting to the inner child? Let me give you a little framework. So the first thing is take time to connect. As I said, this meditation can help you to go there. It can help you to go there by looking at old photo albums and just, you know, seeing who you were as a child, or talking to your siblings or parents about your childhood, and just remembering stories and remembering moments where you realized, oh, this is who I was as a child. And feeling that this child is still inside of you, because as much as you can relate to the past, and you can feel still or smell still certain events that, or certain times in your history, as much you can know, then this is a way for me to be present with my inner child, feeling a connection with the inner child. And then also realize that when you have a certain emotion, when you do feel like, yeah, this is my inner child, because I'm anxious for no reason, I feel small and powerless, I have a sense of overwhelm, even though I can totally handle all of this, and I have done it plenty of times before, just notice where you feel those feelings in your body, and notice what memories get triggered by those emotions and by the situation you're in. And then see, okay, so there is a part of me right now, when this part of me looks through its own eyes, the eyes of a child, at the situation I'm in right now. Of course it feels scary. Of course it feels overwhelming. Of course it feels powerless, because that is what a child would feel if it would have to deal with all of this. And then you know it's time to communicate. So this is the second step. So you connect to the child, you connect the dots, not only connecting to the child through anxiety or insecurity or overwhelm, but also again through these maybe joyful memories, realizing that this child is more than just scared. And then the second step is to have compassion for the child. You know, rather than going into that, oh, I have anxiety, this is bad, I need to get rid of it, saying like, oh, there is a child that apparently is scared, and I want to be gentle with it. I want to be patient with it. I want to be kind with it. I want to reassure it. And starting to communicate, starting to imagine that your anxiety is next to you, or maybe in front of you, and you just have a conversation, what you're scared of, and then you respond gently and give it the reasons why you understand and why you can also see where this fear comes from, but why this part of you can trust you, the adult, that everything's going to be okay.